The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Region championships have been hard to come by for the Lady Dogs in recent years. After a stretch of winning five titles in 8 years from 1997 through 2004, a 20-year drought has ensued that has seen four different head coaches and a host of talented Clay County ballers attempt in vain to win the region crown and host the state sectional. This year's edition of the Black, Purple, and Gold are the sixth team to play for the championship since it was last won in 04. And to get that job done, they're going to have to battle through Brent Smith and his 24-2 Pickett County Lady Bobcats in this season's fourth meeting of these storied rivals. And this time is for the Region 4A Championship.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermit Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome in, folks, to the CarQuest pregame show. This is the year's 26th broadcast of Clay County Basketball. We're back here in the familiar bleachers of Livingston Academy for the conclusion of the Region 4A tournament. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm extremely excited about the Lady Dogs' opportunity to host a sub-state game with a win tonight. Joining me soon will be the father of Lady Dog basketball, Joe Sims. With me now is a man who's had a lot of commuting the last few days just to get here to the land of Hawkeye, included a detour back to East Robertson High School. Thomas, you've already been in Livingston once today. Back to Salina, you've been a traveling man. It is Thomas Weaver, folks.
Appreciate that kind of introduction. But, Daniel, it's all worth it because we have the privilege of calling our second championship game of the season, and this time it's for Region 4A Gold. It just keeps getting better and better here on the Horizon Sports Network.
It does. These ladies with a big opportunity tonight. Clay County has not hoisted Region Gold since 2004. 20 years. Time to get it changed.
And to say these teams know each other well is an understatement, as this is the fourth meeting between Clay County and Piggott County, and I don't think it's going to disappoint, Daniel. We hear it. We're here for it, and I can't wait to witness it.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Of course, Piggott's won all three. Two of them have been close. One of them, honestly, was not. Clay County going to have a good showing tonight.
We wouldn't be here without our sponsors, of course, on the Horizon Sports Network. They all, each and every one of them, make it all happen, and we can't thank them enough. But special shout-out to Macomb Bank and Trust for providing the TSSAA video fee here tonight for the second straight game. And folks, be sure to stop by the Salina branch to see Curtis Collins and all the local ladies for all your banking needs, and let them know, along with all of our sponsors, how much we appreciate them making this coverage possible, Daniel. We couldn't do it without them.
Certainly couldn't. And like I said, 26 broadcasts, done a lot of these. Thankful to all those sponsors for making it happen.
And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper. Got a good edition this week. We hope you'll pick up a copy covering all of this region tournament besides tonight, of course, with pictures and more. Up next on the CarQuest pregame show, we'll talk about the Lady Dogs' thriller in Cross Plains. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment and summarize the article detailing the Lady Dogs Region 4A semifinal win. That headline this week reads, Lady Dogs earned sectional berth, advanced to Region 4A title game. And the story talked about how Clay County notched a thrilling victory over East Robertson, which not only punched their ticket to the sectional round, but also gave the Lady Dogs a chance to win their first region title in 20 years here tonight. Seniors Hallie Buford and Bella Ashlock knocked down a trio of pressure-packed free throws in the final minute of the game to seal the 60-46 victory over the Lady Indians. Clay County led throughout and by as many as 10 in the fourth quarter before East Robertson cut it to a one-point game with about a minute to play. That's when a deflection by junior Lacey Wicks led to Buford stealing the ball, driving the lane, getting fouled, and going to line to make a pair of free throws. Then with 28 seconds remaining, Ashlock made it a two-position game with one of her own, and Clay County held on for the four-point victory. Buford ended up with 24, Ashlock 10, Eloise had 8, Wicks 7, Madison Hayes 6, and Baylor Walton a big 3 also in that fourth quarter, Daniel. What a game.
His outstanding atmosphere was great. Of course, that was a home game for East Robertson, but I tell you what, the Clay County crowd that followed them over there matched them, and just two great teams, two great fan bases.
Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of this week's papers for that story and all things Clay County, including basketball, and we ask you to stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Piggott County for the region title here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show here from Livingston Academy for the Region 4A title game between Clay County and Piggott Counties. Right now we're going to do the Ashlock and Strong Girls Region Bracket Update. Got 8 region championship games going on across the state tonight. This is not an elimination round of basketball, of course, strictly for seeding for Saturday's upcoming sectional contest that will all take place. So we'll just talk about all 8 of those games that are taking place. Start with Region 1. Got Cloudland and North Green. Coach Sims had a halftime score of that one. I think it was Cloudland up 10-4, was it? So low-scoring game there. Of course, you was talking about hold the ball, ball control game. Who you like to come out the winner in that one?
Well, I think Cloudland's probably the better team. They beat them 2 out of 3 times, and I'd say North Green. I know that coach a little. I'd say he figures like that's his best chance, just to be real deliberate, you know, and try to limit shots, and you know, hopefully you get in the fourth quarter and then maybe, you know, pull it out. But you know, that usually doesn't happen. But just have to wait and see. But
of course, they'll be matching up with the teams out of Region 2, those being Sunbright and Midway, and you kind of favored Cleveland and North Green, regardless of who won, both to advance to tournament play.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Sunbright's got a really good record, but they had a really good record last year, and, you know, they just didn't go anywhere. I was asking Jellicoe, I guess, you know, if they were good as the record, and he said, no, they're not. So I know, but like I said, both the coaches at Cleveland and North Green, they usually – play, have good teams. You know, they're fundamentally sound. I just think both of them will win.
Of course, Region 3 featuring Copper Basin and Van Buren County. Those are the two teams that Clay and Piggott will match up with in sectional play. Just on paper, it looks like Van Buren probably would be the victor out of that game.
Yeah, they beat them. I know once, I think, pretty good. I looked at their schedule here a while back. Now, they could have played them early, but I don't think so. I think Van Buren's probably won both times, and I really think they will tonight. Just, you know, not really knowing either one, especially Copper Basin. But I did see Van Buren play in the state tournament last year. They had a really good team. They lost. They had 2 big girls. They lost one of them, graduated. Then I think they lost a guard, but you know, they still got 1 big girl. They got the Bolden girl, and she's an all-state player. I mean, she's a real deal. So we'll have our hands full with her if we end up having to play them.
Of course, when you move to the West, got perennial power Moore County taking on Eagleville in Region 5. Both of those teams probably pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of disappointed in Richland. I don't think they'd lost a game since they were at our place at Christmas. Right. And they got upset by Eagleville. I'm sure Chad's just totally devastated for losing that. And it was like a 15-point loss. It wasn't just like
47-32.
I don't know what happened, you know. He said they have a way of, you know, choking sometimes under the gun, and which they kind of did against us at our place that night. I think they led most of the game. We pulled out at the end. But, Moore County, they've got a good history. But, now, you know, the last, I don't know, they beat us in that sub-state down there.
I'd forgotten that.
Kenzie and them was about juniors and Taylor and Brittany and all them. And
2018.
But they lost the first game of the state tournament. I really think we had a better team than they did. We just didn't play good. And, you know, in that little old packed gym, it's wild. You know, that's a hard place to play. So
yeah, it's packed.
I look for them to win, but you know, I may be wrong. I hadn't seen either one of them play.
Region 6 got Wayne County, probably the stoutest team in the state. They take home McEwen in that contest.
I think them and Pickett probably would be my two picks to, you know, win it all, because they finished runner-up the last 2 years to great McKenzie teams, and McKenzie's already knocked out, so they're not going to be there. As a matter of fact, they knocked them out in the semifinals the other night, but they still got the big girl. I forgot what her name is, but she's up for Miss Basketball again, and she's about 6'2", and you know, they're just a good, solid ball team. What I remember, seeing them play the last 2 years in the state, they'll be hard to handle.
Of course, Region 7 features South Fulton and Greenfield, and Region 8, Memphis Middle College and University High School of Memphis. Don't usually get a lot of good teams out of that area.
Well, that Region 7, you get some good ones. Greenfield, of course, they won one state championship, I think. That's where Tess Darby and the girl plays in Indiana both from, you know, so they've been down a little last year or two, but I don't really think they were supposed to be there, but they are. So, you know, that one team out of Memphis, Middle College, they're like 26-2, but now, you know, they play, I'd say, a pretty easy schedule, more likely. I kind of look for both those Region 7 teams to win.
Folks, that girls' region bracket update has been brought to you by Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll take a quick break here, play one ad, come right back for Tipsy's Final Take.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show, about a minute and a half before the playing of the national anthem. We'll do Tipsy's Final Take, the last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place, where we get Coach Thiem's thoughts on tonight's matchup. Don't need a lot of introduction here, Coach. Fourth meeting of the year between these good programs.
Yeah, it is. We played good at times, but it seems like their depth and power just kind of finally wears us down, especially that last game. We played, you know, really good first three quarters, and didn't play that bad the last quarter. They just hit about a four-trip stretch there. They scored, we didn't. That's about the difference in the ballgame, you know. I said it before, but for us to win, we've got to somehow contain them a little better and keep the score at least in the high 50s. I don't think we can. There's no way we can beat them if they score 65 to 70 points.
I agree.
You know, I just don't. And they've got so many weapons, it's just hard to do, you know.
Certainly a strong offensive team. Of course, we know about the big numbers they've put up all year. Coaches, they've won 20 games straight. Here's my thoughts. We don't have anything losing this thing.
No.
You know,
we
should play loose, play comfortable. I think that's a strength for us.
I do too. You know, like you say, we didn't have nothing to lose. You know, we'd have took this at the first of the season, you know, if we could be here doing this.
That's right. Folks, we'll go to break for the anthem.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. and they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here for the final time on the CarQuest pregame show before tip-off. Right before that break, you heard Tipsy's final take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Time now for the Clay County Funeral Home girls starting lineups in front of this Region 4A championship game. Piggott County, they'll be the home team on the scoreboard tonight. They wear their white home jerseys, yellow letters and numerals on them trimmed in black. Their head coach, Brent Smith, 29th season overall, a strong 24-2 record this year. They are the District 7 champions and ride a 20-game win streak into tonight's contest, starting for Piggott County. Senior, number 12, Annie Amanette. Senior, number 13, Ella Kate Keeson. Sophomore, number 30, Zoe Nicholas. Junior, number 33, Emmy Lowe. And a junior, number 44, Callie Reeder. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, they are the visiting team tonight, where those black travel jerseys, gold numerals on them. Their head coach, Matt Walker, 8th season overall, 176 wins to 77 losses in his career, a 21-9 record this season. Clay County is the District 7 runner-up, and they ride a two-game win streak into tonight's contest. Starting for Clay County, senior number 1, Maddie Hayes. Senior number 2, Bella Ashlock. Senior number 21, Hallie Buford. Junior number 22, Lacey Wicks. And a sophomore, number 24, Ella Eads. Starting lineup has been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. Time now to get this Region 4A championship game underway. Clay County has not won a region title since 2004, back when Coach Sims was still leading the program during his initial campaign. As head coach, been 20 years, hopefully can get that change. Coach Walker has been in four previous region titles, has lost all four of them, those coming in 2018, 19, 21, and 22. Coach Sims, you were played in 14 of these things, 6-8. I know that's one below 500, but a pretty strong record to say you've won six of these Region 4 titles. Of course, some of them Region 3 maybe back then.
Yeah, well, I'd like to win more, but it is what it is, you know. I'm proud of what we did win.
Absolutely. Piggott County controlling the tip here. Lowe was in a trap, passed out of it. Emmy Lowe on the inside, fakes it out, gives to Keys and her three-pointer. No good, rebound Wicks. Clay County going to be shooting at the hoop car right during this first half of play. Piggott County working at the hoop car and left. Wicks going to have it out top. Works against Amanette, kicks to Hayes in the first turnover of the contest. Miscommunication there. Hayes out on the wing rather than on the block to open up that time. Piggott County back in control.
And so Coach Walker starting with a little half-court trap early in that first possession.
Piggott with it. Give and go, Nicholas. Across the paint down Manette. Out of Manette with the first bucket of the ball game, and it's 2-0. Eads on the inbound. Ella with it. Crosses the timeline to left wing. Kicks over to Hayes. Hayes gives off to Wicks. Got Ashlock down on the block in the paint. Buford at the right wing extended. And Wicks with it near the timeline. Wicks now going to put it to the floor. Kicks Deeds at right wing. Back to Buford. fourth meeting of the year between these squads. What a little different look here. Now it's the isolation move to Ashok inside on the post. Had the shot but did not hit it. Pickett County the rebound. Three-pointer, Reeder, right wing, no good. Missed it all except the backboard. Rebound Buford. We'll have to see if Clay County goes with that four-out isolation move with that shot again.
Basically, just taking Wicks, letting her hold the ball, making a defender come get her. You know, trying to take a little air out of it early, Coach.
Yeah, been deliberate, you know.
Shot blocked. Eza drove inside, tried to jump. It was blocked by Emmy Lowe. Officials got a jump ball. As Lowe and Eads go to the hardwood here for possession. Clay County with the possession arrow in their favor. 6:13 mark of this first quarter.
Yeah, this is a deliberate game. You know, if you get a good shot, you need to make it because, you know, you miss two or three, you get yourself in a hole.
Hayes with it, going to fire the three, and it's in there. Maddie Hayes opens up with a three. And Clay County with their first lead of the night, 3-2 here. 6 minute mark of the first. Demi Lowe inside. Crossover step, knocks Eads to the floor, no whistles blow. Low good on the bucket. Probably a good no call there on that one. 4-3, Pickett in front. Same look offensively. Ashok posted up down low, the other four out wide. Eads going to isolate and drive, gives to Hayes. Hayes now back to Ella. Ella thought about a three. Reeder steps out to deny that.
Yeah, Eads with the advantage here. Spread it out, let her drive on Reeder.
Inside to Hayes. Hayes has it stripped. Emmy Lowe. Ashok saves it. Buford comes up with it now. Right wing fires the three. Whistles blow. Foul call.
Good.
Buford going to go to the line to shoot three free throws. Hopefully to regain the Clay County lead right now. Pick it up by one. 4-3.
Hey, you see Coach Walker coming out with a pretty decent game plan,
yeah.
Coach. Making Pickett County come out and guard
right.
To try to create one-on-one matchups.
I mean, I like it. We just don't need to, you know, turn the thing over. We've made two or three, you know, kind of bad passes already.
Buford hits the first, misses the second, has one more coming.
By taking Maddie out the floor, you know, Bella's kind of got isolation one-on-one inside, you know. She got one good shot and missed it.
Third free throw is away and good by Buford. Clay County back in front, 5-4. 5:15 mark of the first quarter. Pickett County with wins in the three prior meetings. Clay County trying to come up with one here for their first region title in 20 years.
You see, also see the adjustment in the man-to-man as they're bringing two as Emmy Lowe tries to drive, making her give it up, Coach.
Right.
Ball knocked out of bounds by Pickett here. Clay County dim out from the sideline. Buford to do that. Works it into Wicks in the backcourt. She crosses the timeline, and we see that same look. It does have Pickett County not rattled or anything, but
no.
This is a different look than we've
given. Yeah, they're not used to this, I don't think.
Buford right wing. Inside, now to Wicks. What a shot. What
good.
A play. Good for two. A good flash into the paint by Wicks. A good find with the assist by Buford. 7-4, Clay up. Ashok with great defense.
Oh, no.
Takes it away from Emmy Lowe. Bella smartly going slow here. She would have liked to have went quickly, but
yeah,
that's just not the game plan tonight.
That was good decision.
Now Ashok, jumper from the corner. No good. Whistles blow.
It was on Lacey, I believe.
Yeah, going to get Wicks over the top there, Daniel.
First personal against Lacey. Of course,
go ahead then.
I was just going to remind everybody of how strong Pickett's been this year, 24-2 overall, a 20-game win streak. There are only two losses on the season coming to AAA Cumberland County. Both of those, or the second one rather, a very close loss. Almost beat them. Low, inside drive, 6-foot jumper, good. 7-6 now the score. Clay with a 1-point lead.
Yeah, Lady Dogs still running two at low. Off the bounce, but she pump faked and got a clean look there.
Yeah, she's hard to stop.
Of course, Emmy Lowe has 31 the last time these teams met in the District 7A title game. Nicholas adds a bucket. Ashland called for the personal. Zoe Nicholas, the District 7A regular season MVP, goes to the free throw line to try to complete the three-point play. Nicholas's free throws away and good. So Piggott now reclaiming the lead, 9-7. Ashok on the inbound to get some Piggott County pressure, gets it to Buford. Hallie now into the paint, has it knocked away from her, scrum for the ball. Knocked out of bounds by Piggott. Piggott County did a good job of neutralizing Buford during that District 7A title game. She still ended up with around 20, but had to work for every single one of them.
Yeah, Coach Smith has kept her below her average in all three contests, Daniel, and just a credit to the Piggott County defense there.
He's with it for Clay. Gives to Walden out top. The sophomore kicks to Ashok at right wing. Bella looks inside to Maddie. Entry pass, shot up, no good. Reader with the defense. Maddie Hayes gets the loose ball. Going to be a good fight for it. Who has it?
Jump ball. Their ball.
Called a jump ball. Be Piggott County possession.
Okay, yeah. Called a jump. I saw the signal in Piggott County's favor. Missed the jump ball call.
Yeah, great job by Hayes there, just battling underneath. And you like to see the effort out of the post player.
Absolutely. 3:05 mark of this first quarter. Region 4A title game. Piggott with a two-point lead, 9-7. Inside the Reader. Puts it on the floor. Stripped of the ball. Goes out of bounds. One thing I noticed so far in this one, it could change, but the officials trying to stay out of it. Let these teams play a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what we like to see in postseason basketball, Dan.
Low inbounds to Nicholas. Nicholas defended by Eats. Hands back off the low. Logan a drive. Picks up the dribble. Should have been called for the travel. Gets the bucket instead. Amy Lowe seems like she's sometimes granted an extra step that a lot of players don't get, and maybe she's just that good. She does some good things with the basketball. That can't be denied.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Daniel. And, you know, we talked about it. Just her strength and experience in the lane there is hard to stop.
Piggott County up by 4, 11-7. Buford running, floater, no good. Rebound Reader, Reader to Lowe. And this is what Piggott County likes to do, go fast. And here they are scoring again. Ella Kate Keesling with the bucket. And that's what Clay County cannot allow. Can't allow those six quick points like they just gave up. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. 2:18 mark of the first quarter. Piggott County 13, Clay County 7.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to the Girls Region 4A Championship game being presented by Macon Bank and Trust. Piggott County on a 9-0 run to take this six-point lead. They're up 13-7, Daniel.
Ashok with it on the baseline, drives inside, 12-foot jumper, good. Just a nice mid-range shot by the senior.
We need a score. We got one. We need to stop now.
Minute 55 mark, first quarter, 13-9. The 6-0 Piggott County run has been stopped here. Now we need another stop.
Clay County just playing straight-up man defense until someone penetrates the paint, and then they're helping off.
Yeah.
Here's the penetration. Malone gets the bucket.
Well,
Buford didn't quite get there for the double team, Daniel.
Got to shut her down. Emmy Lowe, of course, named the District 7 Tournament MVP. Thanks in large part to that big 31-point outing she had against Clay County in the title game. Walden, 15-foot jumper, a little too strong. Rebound out of Eads. Nice job by the sophomore. Puts it back up. No good. Rebound Hayes. Hayes just put back bombs and a foul call. County Reader going to be called for the swatting foul. Maddie Hayes going to the free throw line where she's usually pretty solid, a 74% free throw shooter. They say Reader's first, team second.
Again, a good job by Hayes and others inside creating second chance opportunities for the Lady Dogs.
Yeah, Ella Eads doing a real nice job getting in there for the rebound. Hayes hits the first free throw.
Smith's in, Eads is out.
Natalie Smith is checked in, as Coach Sims just said. On the floor, we see Baylor Walden, Bella Ashok, Hallie Buford, Maddie Hayes, and Natalie Smith. Reader, corner three, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Nicholas. And that's one thing, guys, I hate to even mention it, but Pickett yet to hit has not hit from distance yet in this one.
No,
that's where they can get hot and hurt you.
Yeah, but we talked about it on the way over here, Daniel. I think you have to make them beat you from behind the arc. You got to shut down this interior stuff, the drives and the post-play coach. Make them beat you from long.
Kind of the opposite of East Robertson the other night. We need to take the three away and make them beat us off the dribble. Kind of the opposite here.
Pickett, a team full of great shooters, but got to force them to take that higher percentage shot from outside.
And we've seen some of that early here. The defense and the game plan on the defensive end, I like it, Daniel.
Sure. 15-11, Pickett a four-point lead, 35 seconds left in the first. Hayes with it out top, kicks the ball in the corner, fake the baseline drive, comes back up to the wing, gives to Buford, her shot blocked, and a foul call. Ella K. Keeslin, the defensive MVP of District 7, called for the personal. Should be shooting three here.
Should be twice. She's already got to do that.
Very rare.
Yeah, two fouls on Keeslin, too.
That's good.
The main reason why Hallie Buford has been held below her average in these Lady Bobcat games, Daniel. She's going to have to go to the bench.
Absolutely. Addie Lowe waiting to check in for her, I believe, here. First free throw away, no good. Second one's away, no good. Buford seldom ever misses one, much less two in a row.
A great foul shooter.
81% on the season. Was as high as 84% at one point in time, but still sitting at 81. Third one's away. Good. Makes it 15-12. Pick it up by three. 25 seconds as the ball is inbounded to Emmy Lowe. Lowe going to slowly walk across the timeline. Looks over to 29-year veteran head coach Brent Smith for the call. Down to 15 seconds. Lowe still with absolutely no urgency.
Yeah, you're going to see the double pick ball screen here from the Pickett County post players. Clay County's got to hedge it.
Down to 5 seconds. Low inside, stripping the ball by Ashcock. Low regathers, fadeaway jumper at the buzzer, no good. First quarter's going to end right there. Nice little defensive finish to the quarter. After one quarter here in the Region 4A title game, it's Pickett County 15, Clay County 12.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to the Girls Region 4A Championship live video being presented by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County trails by 3, Pickett County 15. Lady Dogs 12 headed into the second quarter, and here's your Lady Dogs scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Clay County's being led by Madison Hayes. She's got 5 points here in the first quarter. Hallie Buford has 3. Bella Ashlock, Lacey Wicks with 2 each. For Pickett County, Allie Aminette, Ella Kate Keeslin with 2. Zoe Nicholas has 3. And Emmy Lowe leading the way with 8 first quarter points as Clay County trails by 3, 15-12. Headed into the second quarter, this Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer, Daniel.
Clay County with the possession to start of the quarter. Ashlock, baseline spinning jumper, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Amy Lowe. Lowe argues the call, but it will not be reversed in favor of the Pickett County Junior. 7:40 mark of this second quarter, 15-12. Coach Sims, thoughts so far?
Well, I kind of like what's going on. You know, we're still in the game. Missed a couple of good shots that trip. Could have cut it to one, you know.
Like you said earlier, to win one of these things, when you get those kind of opportunities, you got
to
cash in.
You need to make them.
Foul going to be called on Clay County here. Buford, I believe, could be Eads.
And Coach Sims, you know, Clay County on target for what you're talking about. 15 points in the quarter for Pickett County. You know, if they can save a few off down the stretch, that'll get them around that 50-point range.
Yeah, if we could, you know, not let them get more than 15 in the quarter, we'll be in the game, I believe.
Low with it down top, defended by Wicks. Great matchup between those two. Mo tries to drive. Weeks don't let her. She gives off to Tompkins. Now to Addie Lowe. Power dribble, spin, shot, good.
Just a great move right there by Addie Lowe. Coming off the bench immediately.
That's the thing about it. They come off the bench with a player probably as good or better than the ones that start.
That's
you know,
right.
She's a good player.
They've got seven that could start for anybody. Buford with it for Clay. Lady Dogs trailing by five, 17-12. Wicks going to fire the three left side. Ooh, had a good line on it. Just fell an inch or two short. Rebound Addie Lowe. Nicholas with it for Pickett. Left wing dribbles behind the back. Gives to Tompkins. Now back to Emmy Lowe. Coach Walker screaming at his girls, wanting to adjust the defense. Lowe with it. Steps back. Kicks to Reeder.
You see the two-man game again from Callie Reeder and Emmy Lowe. That's where how she got 31 points in the last contest.
Buford going to be called for the reach-around foul against Addie Lowe.
Just that high pick and roll, Daniel. Clay County did a good job on it there, and then Reeder tried to isolate underneath.
Lowe and Reeder, just great chemistry between those two juniors, the classmates. Tompkins, shot faking a drive. Euro step and scored on the layup. Coach Walker has seen enough, and once again, as Pickett stretches out to a three-possession, seven-point lead, Coach Walker hitting the pause button here. 6:14 mark of the second quarter.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the Girls Region 4A championship game being presented by Macon Bacon Trust. Pickett County. Two bench players for the last 4 points here to increase their margin to seven. It's 19-12, Daniel.
Clay County needing an offensive response here. Needing to keep this thing close. Entry pass, Nashok a little high. Kicks it back outside to Buford. Three-pointer, good. Hallie Buford comes up big right when Clay County needed an offensive answer. And it's Zoe Nicholas who does the same thing for Pickett, pushing them back out to that 7-point difference, 22-15. You're muted, Coach. Inside move for Hayes. Hayes adds the bucket. Scoring picking up for both teams here. 5:20 mark, second quarter. Pickett up, 22-17. Bella Ashlock coming up with a defensive takeaway. Ashok's so good at that. Leads this team in steals. Gives to Buford. Buford out top. Had the hot hand. Wants to isolate and drive. Kicks to Eads. Eads with a shot fake drive. Picks up. Gives to Hayes. Maddie going to drive. Works around low. Misses the shot.
You know, Tompkins guarding Buford with L.K. Keesman on the bench, guys. We got to take advantage of that matchup.
Yeah, we need to.
Cannot give Reeder an open look. She misses that one. Oh, Eads, a nice rebound. Good box out of Nicholas by Ella Eads, the sophomore point guard, playing good so far in this one. Ella pushes across the timeline, gets into safe territory, and gives to Buford.
You see the switch now as the District 7A MVP comes over to guard Hallie Buford.
Big possession here for Clay County. Lady Dogs trailing by five, 22-17. Buford, deep three. Missed it by a little. Rebound, Emmy Lowe. Lowe pushes hard, has the numbers, kicks over to Nicholas at left wing. Now the Clay County defense gets back down there. Addie Lowe, three-pointer top of the key, knocks it down. The sophomore, the one that's hurting us here in this quarter. 5 points in the quarter for Addie Lowe. Halfway through the second, it's 25-17, pick it up by seven.
Yeah, but I'll take that, Daniel. You know, we collapsed in on the drive, the kick out. That's only the second made three by the Lady Bobcats tonight.
Buford to the hole. Defensive foul call by veteran official Keith Dyer. The Pickett County faithful wanted the offensive foul.
Of course they did. That's the Pickett County faithful I would have too.
Coach Smith reacting over on the bench too as Buford goes to the line. She's just shooting 50% from there so far tonight, guys. You have to think she's going to knock them down.
Yeah,
it's the first. 3:46 mark of the second. 25-18, pick it up by 7. Baker Walden checks in. Lacey Wicks checks out for a quick breather. Second free throw away by Buford, also good. 25-19. Clay trailing by 6. Nicholas with it. Left wing. Gives the low out top. Back to Nicholas. Cross court to Adilo. Right wing three-pointer away. No good. Rebound Zoe Nicholas. She fires a three. No good. Rebound this time, Addie Lowe. Clay Kenny simply going to have to get on the boards here. Addie Lowe is out of bounds.
We can't give him two or three shots every trip.
Clay Kenny taking over. Ashok on the inbound. Think he's going to pick us up full court, but let's just cross the timeline. 3:20 in ticking, second quarter. 25-19, 6 points the lead for Pickett. Clay Kenny looking to cut it to 4, maybe 3 here.
Again, I like the matchup here. Buford against Tompkins as she crosses her over and takes it to the hole, Daniel.
Going to be fouled. Is Buford going to the line? Couldn't get the shot to fall, but she hit her last two free throws. Hopefully she'll convert here.
Coach Smith trying to go with the length, I think, Coach, here against Buford, but she can blow by Tompkins at any moment.
Yeah, she made a good decision there just to pull up and shoot it.
As we mentioned earlier, Coach Walker, 0-4 in these region title games, looking for his first. Coach Sims, you were 0-3 in them. Lost 89-90-91, finally broke through in 92 as region champs. Of course, also broke through to the state tournament that year.
Yeah, that was a pretty big year.
Buford hitting both of the free throws. Hits both of them, 25-20.
No, she missed first.
Oh, missed the first.
Yep.
I was looking at my stats, she missed that. So missed the first, hit the second. 5 points the difference. Pickett looking to extend on their five-point lead. Lowe misses the shot. Here we go. Buford the rebound. 25-20, the slow pace. Thomas over here calling for it. And the girls respond. Ashok inside. Tried to go across the paint to Hayes. It was picked off by Reeder. Those kind of passes simply aren't going to make it tonight. And Lowe comes down. Hits 8-foot jumper. Pickett back in front by 7.
Low into double figures, guys. She's got 10, the first player to reach that mark.
Buford right wing, 2:25 left in the second. 27-20. Clay has trailed by no more than 7, maybe 8 in this one, and we see 7 is the difference right now. 27-20, Buford three-pointer. No good, rebound Ashok. And a foul going to be called over the back. Very little contact. I agree that she was over the back, but Thomas, it was clean, I thought.
Yeah, the crowd kind of helped that call out, I think, guys, but probably the right call.
Yeah. Not a lot of contact, but probably a little.
7-point ball game here. 2 minutes to go in the first half. You know, you have to think Clay County is happy with where they're at, even though they trail. Well, make it 9.
Tompkins has the bucket from right block, and another timeout by Coach Walker. I think Coach has done a good job of using these timeouts so far. Each time Pickett County has stepped out to a 7-9-point lead, and he does it again. Minute 56 left in the second. Pickett 29, Clay 20, region 4A title game.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Region 4A Girls Championship, where Pickett County's out.
Winter can get mighty
lead.
Cold
it's
around here, but one thing can heat up our region's ice school
Allie
basketball.
Buford.
Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing.
Yes, you're in Salina. Go by and see Curtis and all the ladies down at Macon Bank and Trust for all your banking needs. Friendly faces down there.
With
man.
Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber
the
Network.
First, misses the second. Yeah, big thanks to Macon Bank and Trust. Two games in a row now that they've covered this special live video sponsorship for us. Pickett with a turnover.
Yeah.
High entry pass to the post. So Coach Sims, you know, certainly trailing by eight is not where we would choose to be, but still within good distance.
Still here. A game, you know.
Minute 30 left in the second.
That's what we can score here and get it to six or five.
Five would feel a whole lot different than eight, that's for sure. Buford, step back three. Could it be?
Yeah.
Did so. They caught a long two.
Yep.
A long two. But we'll take it. 29-23. Clay trailing by six now. Natalie Smith doing a good job. Got in the passing lane, knocked it out of bounds. The freshman has had a really good campaign. And that's evidenced by seeing her playing here in the Region 4A title game. Minute five left in the second quarter. It's Pickett inbounds. Zoe Nicholas with it, right wing. Dribbles inside, gives to Addie Lowe. Power dribble, shots up, no good. And we're going to have a foul against Addie Lowe. I love the call.
Yeah.
Addie Lowe frustrated, not get it. It was almost a simultaneous contact.
Yeah, and who was battling for that rebound, guys? Hallie Buford down there putting a body on somebody.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about her scoring, but it's about her total game, guys. She'll do what she has to do for her team.
50 seconds left here in the first half of play. Clay County trailing by six, 29-23 to the District 7 champion, Lady Bobcats. Ella Eats, deep three on the right side. No good. Rebound, Addie Lowe.
Like the look there from Eads. She's knocked down some big ones, Daniel. She's
yep.
wide open, shot it with confidence.
Got to pull that trigger just like she did. Nicholas, right side, baseline drive. Taken away by Smith. Natalie Smith comes up with a big steal. Have a pass ahead to Taylor Garrison. Garrison with the bucket.
I didn't know she was in the game.
Hadn't seen Garrison in a contest in a while, and she gets a bucket in a big-time situation here at the end of the first half. 10 seconds left in this quarter. Addie Lowe, right side, gives to Nicholas. Baseline drive. Gets to the hoop and scores. Foul against Buford. I wish Hallie could have restrained herself there. They do say the foul is on Buford. Her second personal. So, Halen Garrison, who I didn't even realize had checked
in the game.
With a big bucket there. Unfortunately, Zoe Nicholas comes down, gets the bucket. And nearly completed the three-point play.
We just stood there a minute. We thought she's shooting two.
Yeah, I think our girls were under the impression it was a two-point shot. So Clay County with four-tenths of a second going to have to defend an inbound tip attempt here.
Yeah, all you can really get here is a tip, Daniel. They're going to try to toss it up to low. Well, maybe not.
A kick and shoot that they would have waved off anyway. Dramatic end of the first half. Here's the good news. The bad part, Clay County is trailing. The good news, only by six, a two-possession game here at the half in the Region 4A title game. 31 for Pickett, 25 for Clay. Stay tuned here on the Rising Sports Network for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors, here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night: high school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
If you have welcome back to Livingston so, Academy for the Girls Region 4A Championship game. We've got a good one going here as Pickett County leads 31-25 over Clay County. It's a six-point ball game here at the break. Folks, live video being brought to you by Macon Bacon Trust and Salina. Curtis Collins of the Salina office, proud to have them as our video sponsor here tonight. And this is the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. It's time for the first half breakdown. Also brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust.
Health Rehabilitation Center.
Still got an ad playing. Having trouble here, Daniel, production-wise. I apologize, folks, for that. Let me recap what I said. I'm not sure if you heard me or not. This is the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. It's time for the first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County trailed by three at the end of the first quarter, 15-12, as they went up by three early on before Pickett County ripped off a 9-0 run to gain control. The Lady Dogs fought back by scoring the last two or three of the first quarter to only trail by three, and then they hung with Pickett County in the second stanza. The Lady Bobcats outscoring the Lady Dogs just 16-13 to claim this six-point halftime lead. They're being led by Emmy Lowe's into double figures with 10 points. Zoe Nicholas has 8. Addison Lowe and Kaylee Tompkins, 5 and 4 respectively, for 9 points off the Pickett County bench. And Ella Kate Kiesling, who's been in foul trouble here in the first half, held to 2 points for Pickett County. Allie Aminette also with 2. For Clay County, Natalie Smith and Helen Garrison, the two freshmen, coming off the bench to contribute 3 points. Garrison with 2, Smith with 1. Lacey Wicks has 2. Bella Ashlock just 2 points here in the first half. Madison Hayes off to a good start with 7. Hallie Buford leading all scorers with 11 here at intermission, where Clay County trails by 6. Pickett County ahead 31-25. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more. go online and do that at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
The Twin Rivers Healthcare Facility has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, Region 4A title game, 25-31. Pickett County with a 6-point lead at the break. Clay County's got them right where they want them, though. Here we go, Lady Dogs in this second half, going to take care of business. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Sinai Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. If you are a prior winner this year during basketball and you have not received your certificate, don't worry. We hadn't mailed them out yet. Wait until the season ends, then going to send them all out at one time. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question. In 1998, head coach Joe Sims and the Lady Dogs won their third region title in 7 years when they beat Gordonsville by a score of 70-58. In that win, two players scored 20 or more points, one player had 5 assists, and another player added 5 steals. Name one of those 4 players and the area in which they helped lead the team. In 1998, we'll read it again. If you think you know an answer and want to make a guess, send your guesses into the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. We'll read it.
Explain what an area is, Daniel.
Okay, so.
You may not have to.
I don't know. Has that got anything else other than a name? All right, so let me read this one more time. In 1998, Coach Sims and the Lady Dogs won their third region title in 4 years by beating Gordonsville 70-58. In that win, two players scored 20 or more points. One of them had 5 assists, and another player had 5 steals. This is 4 different individuals. Name one of those 4 players and the area in which they led. So, we've got a correct answer coming in here. My mom, Linda Strong, I promise she did not see the script prior to going on air tonight. She says Michelle Chambers and Steels being the category. She's right. Nailed it. One of 4 possible answers. You could have said Amanda Kendall scoring with 22 points. Tara Ashlock scoring with 20 points. Crystal Pice with assists. She had 5 assists. Or Michelle Chambers in Steels with 5 steals. So great job to mom there. Congratulations to Linda Strong. She will be receiving an HSN sticker and a free sub certificate courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich charge is ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Coach Sims, how many looks did Pickett County have on that possession?
Third, shot it 3 times. Finally, we got a rebound. Then we missed.
Low to the hoop, call for the travel.
Good.
Had some other responses coming in there, Thomas.
Yeah, all kinds of them. And We get a chance here, we'll talk about it. Had some guesses before, maybe a correct answer, but no category added in, Daniel, before that. So the first one with the correct answer with a category was my Aunt Linda Strong, the winner there tonight. Well, if we get some time here, we'll get back to the hotline and give some other guesses and answers. Folks, we appreciate your participation in the Subway Trivia Challenge, as always, Daniel.
As always. Ashok misses the jumper. Oh, look at Maddie Hayes fighting for the rebound. Power dribble. Put back no good, but she's fouled Amy Lowe. That's the kind of attitude it takes to win a region title. And hopefully this second half will follow suit of that possession.
Yeah, we've seen that out of Maddie Hayes all night long, haven't we, Coach? Seems like she's playing with some fire.
Yeah, she's getting after it pretty good.
Has a three-pointer to her credit. Had the first bucket of the game. Poor Clay County, unfortunately, misses that free throw there.
We normally shoot free throws pretty good. Tonight's not been one of her best outings.
74% on the season. Really good for a center. And misses both of those. Very uncharacteristic. 31-25 the score. Neither team has scored here in the first minute and a half of the third quarter. 6:25 mark. As Pickett County has it, Amy Lowe out top. Of course, this contest was moved back to Livingston Academy after it was a pair of District 7 teams who was represented here. Hattie Buford, good defense, knocks it away. Baker Walden saves it from going out of bounds. Buford now back with it, crosses the timeline, sets up shop. Be a nice time for a big Hattie Buford three-pointer.
Yeah, it would. And another category Hattie Buford gets in, Daniel, is almost a knockdown three by Maddie Hayes, but the block shot by Buford on the other end.
Timeout taken by Coach Smith. 30-second variety. Let's go to break with them. Play one ad. Pickett County leads it by 6, 31-25, 5:52 mark, third quarter.
Signs.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the girls' Region 4A championship game where we got the same scores we had at halftime. Clay County trails by 6, Pickett County 31, Lady Dogs 25, and we got a scrum for the ball here. Folks, live video being brought to you all night long by Macon Bank and Trust and Curtis Collins of the Salina office, Daniel. Folks, go visit him and all the ladies for all your banking needs in downtown Salina.
A huge thanks to them. Third quarter action here, 5:35 mark of the third. Pickett County with a six-point lead, 31-25. Neither team has scored in this third frame. Nicholas inside. She breaks the drought. Adds the bucket. Six-foot floater off the left side of the lane. Clay County has not trailed by more than 9, maybe 8 in this game. They have not went down by double digits. That has been the secret. Pickett County so good at getting on runs. Coach Walker, each time they've done so, has called a timeout. And his players have responded. Inside to Hayes. Hayes, left-handed shot in there. Nice bucket by Manny. Draws it back to a six-point game, 33-27.
Yeah, nice move by Hayes. Went to the left hand, guys,
yeah, that's
to
nice
put
shot.
It in. Hayes up to 9 on the night. Right behind Hallie Buford. She's got the only points for the Lady Dogs here in the second half, Daniel. Just 2 points. 5 minutes in. Or, I'm sorry, 3 minutes in.
4:51 mark. I think Hayes was held only 4 points in that East Robertson game in the semifinal Monday night. And she has come out here tonight. We already talked about it once. An aggressive attitude and opened up firing with that early three-pointer she hit. Thomas just about drained another one. Went halfway down in the cylinder before it came out.
Yeah, you're right. As Zoe Nicholas goes to the line, she also is playing with a little chip on her shoulder tonight, Daniel. She's answered some of these Clay County comeback tries, and Nicholas, the District 7A regular season MVP, playing really well into double figures. And now she's got a cool dozen with 12.
Hits both of those free throws, puts Piggott County back up by 8, 35-27. Nicholas, only a sophomore, just a great young player for head coach Brent Smith in that Lady Bobcat program. Another good, fine sophomore player, Ella Eads. She has it out top, gives to Hayes at right wing. Inside pass to Wicks. Wicks with it on the baseline to the block. Now to Eads, three-pointer. Ooh, barely missed. Thought it went in. Eads with the rebound. It was deflected by Hayes. Foul against Reeder for Clay County. The third, I think, against Reeder. Maybe just the second. Oh, Nicholas. Nicholas with the personal.
I think Reeder's got two. Would have been three if they caught it on her, but they didn't.
Ashok to work it in. Gets it to Wicks. Swung around to Eads. Now Buford. Left wing. Down low to Wicks. Wicks across the paint to Hayes. Hayes shot good off the glass. Good ball movement there. Wicks with the assist. I'll try to remember to move the camera here, fans. I apologize for that. Piggott County, a quick answer. And that's what Piggott's so good at. We'll have something good, coach, offensively,
yeah,
and they answer.
Yeah, well, I mean, they just beat us down the floor. I mean, they have it by Gardner.
That's been kind of the secret here to this game for Clay County, slowing the pace and keeping it under control.
I miss the Piggott County bucket, guys. As Hayes puts in another one.
Nicholas had the Piggott County bucket, or at least that's how I caught it through the viewfinder. They played so quick, Thomas. I barely saw it myself. Nicholas with the hot hand fires the three. No good. Maddie Hayes the rebound. Maddie with the last 4 points for Clay County. 3:30 mark of this third quarter. 37-31. Haven't given the score in a moment. Apologize for that. Piggott County a 6-point lead. Clay County trying to cut into it here. Wicks out top, gives the giant wing. Back to Buford. Buford going to shuffle the feet, call for the wall. Just can't do that. She's got away with it once or twice tonight.
Yeah, she got called for that a bunch back about the middle of the year, and then she, I guess, quit doing it. I hadn't seen it called much lately, but.
Just a quick shuffle.
Yeah, the second half here, all 6 points for Clay County for coming from Madison Hayes. All 6 points for the Lady Bobcats so far coming from the District 7A MVP Zoe Nicholas. She is up to 14. Hayes has 13.
3:05 and ticking in the third. 37-31. Deep three-pointer no good from Keys. They're going to go out of bounds. Clay County basketball. Here's a chance to cut it to
4-3. Yeah, there's a chance to get it back a lot closer, but we're having a hard time taking advantage of it.
These two teams going to go on. This is non-elimination basketball. Most of you know that. Only for seeding for Saturday sub-state. Clay County has not won a region title in 20 years. 2004 the last time. And just a reference mark there, a senior on that 2004 team was Stephanie Rich, the mother of Maddie Hayes, who's a senior on this 2024 team. So it's been a generation since we've had a title coach. Of course, you were the coach in 04.
Also, Lacey Wicks is mama, Brooke.
Absolutely. Over and back on the inbound, just a tough one there. Bella Ashlock was called for over and back. I missed the initial inbound. I guess it was deflected?
I don't really know.
Just a long pass out of the baseline inbounds right there. And I think you're right. Maybe got a poke on it, Daniel, that put it across the half court.
Well, the only other way would be if Ashlock had gained possession and her momentum carried her across the timeline. I thought she had safely went into the backcourt to get possession to start with.
Now, you have to be across the stripe to get possession on an out-of-bounds play.
Okay.
Before you touch the ball.
2:22 and ticking third quarter. Low inside. She's been held scoreless in the third. No longer, though. Gets a bucket there. Now pressure off this made basket. Can Clay County get it across the timeline? It's going to be Keesland one-on-one working against Buford. Hattie does beat it. Gets across. 2:05 and taking in the third. Piggott County up by 8, 39-31. Foul called on the floor against Piggott. That is the fourth team foul, I believe, of the quarter, and it is against Piggott. So another one would send Clay to the line to shoot two.
No, inbounds.
Worked into Buford. Gonna drive. Ashok with it. Gives back to Eads. Eads to Hayes. Hayes three-pointer top of the key. A little short. Rebound, Addie Lowe. Piggott County with a chance to lead by double digits here in a travel. Should have been the call, a foul call against Clay County. One of the worst calls of the night by an official who's made very few calls, and certainly a bad one there.
I have to agree with you, Daniel. An extra step there from Lowe. Fortunately, she's not going to the line, though. Just a fourth team foul on Clay County.
Minute 44.
Third, I guess.
Yes, third team foul against Clay in the quarter. Minute 44 left on this third quarter clock. Piggott County on the inbound. They lead by 8, 39-31. Lowe with it out top, defended by freshman Natalie Smith. Kicks it around to Nicholas, left wing. To Reader at the free throw line, back to Nicholas. She travels, no whistles blow. Piggott County getting a walk all over the place during this third quarter. Reader now backs up, gives back to Emmy Lowe.
See the freshman Natalie Smith drawing the assignment of Emmy Lowe here. Going to see the high pick and roll again. She goes away from it.
Lowe to the hoop, scores. Just can't allow it, cannot have that isolation drive. Facebook commenters saying Van Buren beating Copper Basin by 13 in that contest. Kind of anticipated that.
We're at that double-digit lead, Daniel. Piggott County goes up 41-31, under a minute to go here in the third.
And that is the thing, Coach Sims. We've talked about it in each break off air for the most part, but you cannot go down by double digits to Piggott County. They're simply too good.
Yeah.
Now, Clay County's got time, but it's tough.
Yeah, we got to start making some shots. We hadn't hardly scored this quarter, don't seem like.
No, we've got six, all coming from Matty Hayes in the paint, Coach.
Yeah.
Buford, jumper, good off the glass.
At 8 now.
41-33. Now, don't get us wrong. There's over a quarter left to play, 30 seconds left here in the third, but Piggott County did not get to 24-2 by accident. Just a really, really good basketball team that won 20 straight. Now, Clay County has battled back against bigger deficits against Piggott this year. But you just don't want to go down by too much against the Lady Bobcats. Taddy Lowe inside with 15 seconds left in the quarter. Back out to Reader, down to 10 seconds. 41-33 currently. Now Amy Lowe with it. Works against Eads. Going to drive. Here's the double team. Hands off to her sister, Addie. Shot no good. Rebound by Addie. Put back no good. Quarter ends.
Yeah.
8 points the difference after three here in the Region 4A title game. It's Piggott County 41, Clay County 33.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Region 3A Girls Championship here on the Horizon Sports Network. Live video being provided by Macon Bank and Trust and Curtis Collins of the Salina office. Clay County trails by 8 after a low-scoring third quarter. It's 41-33 in Piggott County favor. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Both Hallie Buford and Madison Hayes have a baker's dozen, 13 each. For the seniors, Bella Ashlock has 2, Lacey Wicks 2, Helen Garrison 2, and Natalie Smith 1. 2 of 14 for Piggott County, and that's Zoe Nicholas and Emmy Lowe as Clay County trails by 8 heading into the fourth and final quarter. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel. Got it? Under 8 minutes to go here in the district, Region 4A championship game.
Well, it is a rematch of that District 7 title game. Thomas Buford's three-pointer blocked by Piggott.
Yeah.
Wiggs maintaining possession of the loose ball, and she's fouled. So Piggott County, 2 quick fouls.
Yeah.
That's a good, good thing.
Yeah, it is.
A low-scoring third quarter, Coach. Piggott County outscoring Clay County just 10-8 in that third quarter.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
again, the defensive effort, kind of what you're looking for.
I just wish we could have hit a few more shots.
Buford trying to make that happen to start the fourth. He's missed one three-pointer already. I'd love to see her fire another one. Hannah Young with 1 3-pointer make in this contest. Fires a deep one here.
That's big.
Hallie Buford bringing everybody to life. That's wearing black, purple, and gold. 5 points the difference, 41-36. Feels so different than 8 points, doesn't it, Coach?
Oh, yeah.
7 minutes left in this Region 4A title game. Fourth meeting of the year between these squads. Coach Walker really shaking things up this time around, playing Pickett County different, and credit him with that. That's why you see us staying in this thing. The girls have executed well as well. Reader adds the bucket from left block.
Her first points of the ball game, guys. 2 points for Callie Reader in this one.
Shouldn't have had them. I mean, throw up an air ball. We don't block her out.
That's right. Ashok with it at the elbow. Picks it up. Gives to Eads. Back inside to Hayes. Hayes now back to Ashok. 6:25 mark of the fourth.
You know, Clay County down by 7 here. It's just where you need to keep it. Give yourself a chance to win this one in the final minutes, guys. Just got to maintain throughout this early fourth quarter.
Lacey Wicks misfires on the three. Pick at the rebound. Reader to the hoop. She's fouled by Hayes. Maddie picks up her second. Oh, Buford. Foul was on Buford. Viewer Nathan Spade on Facebook there says Van Buren 38, Copper Basin 27. Start of the fourth for those wondering.
Barn burner.
It is. Copper Basin not known as a strong offensive team, though. Reader hits them both.
There it goes 5-9. I mean, we're to the gun right now.
45-36. Buford step back, drive inside, gives to Walden right wing. Of course, Walden had 16 the first time these teams met in Joe Sims Gym back on January the 5th. Buford now works against that. He goes step back three. He's going to be short of everything. Ashok saves it. Reader comes up with it, though. Just a tough position for Bella. Bella doing a nice job trying to keep it alive. Hattie really misfiring on that one. It was kind of a fadeaway three-point attempt.
Yeah,
got to have a stop here. Clay County does. Lowe gets an open look.
Rebound by Nicholas. Power dribble put back good. Cannot allow that. Timeout going to be taken by Coach Walker.
I think that's their first double-digit lead.
47-36. That 11-point difference is the biggest lead of the night for Pickett County. We're going to go to break here. 5:20 left in the fourth. Plenty of time left.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the girls Region 4A championship game. Pickett County on a quick 6-0 run has gone up by 11. Their largest lead of the game over Clay County is 47-36. Live video being brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Daniel ticking down around 5 minutes here.
Maddie Hayes on the drive, shot off the glass, no good. Offensive foul call.
Yeah, just a little bit out of control there, Daniel, as the double team came. Not sure who drew the charge for Pickett County, but probably the right call.
Pickett on the inbound looking to build on this 11-point lead they have. Final scores in the prior meetings this year, 50-46, 79-53, and 69-57. So two of them pretty tight. The one at Byrdstown got out of hand. One of the biggest defeats of the year that Clay County has suffered.
Shot.
Ashlock has a bucket. No, Buford, I'm sorry. You were signifying a two-point shot, Thomas. Yeah. When you held up two, you knew I was looking away. I thought you were saying Ashlock had took the shot.
Yeah, that's right. Clay County gets it down to single digits, Daniel, 47-38. Midway through this fourth quarter, but they got to have a stop and got to have a little sense of urgency on the offensive end, Daniel. They need to get up and down the floor if they can get a stop.
4-minute mark of this midpoint. Offensive foul call against Pickett County. Producer, John Weaver says we need time and score more. Apologize for that, John. 4:06 mark of the fourth, 47-38. Pickett County's lead.
Yeah, and the senior, Hallie Buford, taking the charge. We've seen her do it all. Blocks tonight, rebounds, charge, scoring leader. She's up to 18 for the Lady Dogs in the game, Daniel. This is her moment. 4:06 to go. Got it to single digits. Need a bucket on this possession.
Yeah, we do. Bad.
Ashlock with it. Free throw line drive. Goes to the right side. Gives to Hayes on two-pointer. No good. Foul against Wicks, I believe. No, going to go against, going to go against Lacey Wicks. Third personal for Lacey. Clay County's third team foul here in the quarter. 3:55 mark here of the fourth. 47-38. Piggott with the 9-point lead. Nicholas out top, works her right wing. Now drives baseline, kicks out to Aminette at the free throw line. Who hands back Demi Lowe?
Yeah, I almost think you have to do a little trapping here to speed this one up, don't
you,
Coach?
Yeah, you have to do something. They'll take a layup.
Pickett masterful at ball control here. Can make this 3:25 go pretty quickly. If we allow them.
Running no offense I used to run.
It is.
Low out top. Here's the trap. Kicks to Reader. Now back to Low. The give and go.
Just a strong finish by Amy Low there. Gets the shot to go, and she's going to the line after taking the harm.
Walden called for the foul. 49-38. Currently, Low with a chance to complete the three-point play and extend it to a 12-point lead. 3:05 left here in the fourth and final quarter.
Great call.
See ya.
Kind of intentional or something?
That or a technical.
Backing everybody off the line.
Yeah. I don't know what we got.
See, I thought it was going to be an offensive foul against Low.
Honestly, it could have been called that way.
Well,
she leaned with this, the shoulder, but Lowe's at the line.
Confusion.
They keep Brent up. I mean, him sat down, I believe.
So
maybe we'll see Clay County, maybe double
technical. Yeah, we get two down here.
I don't know.
No, they went on double. That was just the continuation
she
of the
was
shot.
She was shooting her and one attempt.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you're
yeah,
right, Coach. Technical on Coach Smith.
Yeah.
Is Hallie Buford goes to the line.
I don't know what he did. I mean, he wouldn't. I've seen him cut a whole lot worse shines than that, not get teed up.
Must have been some pretty ugly talk. Buford at the line shooting the technical free throws. It's the first.
Helping us, that's for sure.
Makes it a 10-point game with that make. 49-39. Second one's away by Buford. Good. 9 points to the effort, and Clay County has the possession. 3:05 left here in the fourth.
Yeah, that's a big sequence right there, guys. You know,
yeah, I mean,
basically a 3-point
right
swing
here,
for
know,
Clay County.
Kind of put us in the game.
3 minutes left. Region 4A championship game. Buford with it. Gives off to Eads. Ellenau going to step back. Kick over to Wicks. Wicks is 3-pointer. No good. Reader the rebound. Clay County missed an opportunity on that possession. And Pickett once again will go into stall ball. Unless they get an open look. Keesley now passes to Reader. Ooh. Clay County trying to trap. They collapse on Nicholas. Now the low.
Yeah, look for Lacey Weeks here. She got a deflection on that last pass, but they're going to pick up the foul, which is the fourth or the fifth? Shooting two.
Low going to the line to shoot two. 2:30 left here in the contest.
He's only shot one free throw, and that was that last one she missed, Daniel.
First one's right here, no good. 49-40. 2.5 minutes left. Huh. Clay County with only one timeout left in this contest. Pickett County with four. Low hits the second free throw, pushes it back out to a 10-point game. Coach Sims, you had called for keep Pickett less than 50. They've got it on the nose right now, 50 points.
I'd say if we could keep them in the high 50s,
okay,
you know, we'd have a chance. We
didn't
score
much with the putback.
We didn't score as good as we did the last time we played them.
Maddie Hayes adds the bucket, cuts it back to eight. Now needing a turnover. Eads. Oh, all right. Good defensive pressure from Ella Eads. Forces Zoe Nicholas to carry the ball.
That's good. Yeah, if we'd have scored as off, you know, played offense as good as we did the other night in the district final, you know, we'd have probably won this game, but we hadn't.
Yeah. 2:05. Go ahead, Thomas.
Still a chance here, guys. Big possession for Clay County as Bulldog Nation erupts. Try to get their team back in this game.
At the 2-minute mark, Buford's jumper from the elbow, no good. Rebound Reeder, Pickett County back in possession. Clay County has had the opportunities here. They just have not capitalized.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have anybody up there in Reeder. I ain't seen her miss a foul shot all season, I don't believe.
She's good.
She's automatic.
Really good, Adam.
Reeder 2 for 2. She's got four all coming here in the fourth quarter.
Nothing but net on that one.
Yeah, they don't even hit the rim.
51-42, back to a 9-point lead for Pickett. Minute 47 left in the fourth. Second one's away, same thing. Just automatic is Reeder from the free throw line. Back to a 10-point game, 42-52. Minute 42 remaining. Ashlock isolates inside, kicks to Hayes. Hayes missed the shot. Rebound put back good, back to 8 points. Coach Walker calls his last time out if the scoreboard's correct. Minute 35 left here, 8 points the difference. We'll go to break and be back for the remaining 95 seconds of this contest.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live in Clay County with another chance. Good defensive pressure creates a turnover. Emmy Lowe dribbled off the baseline. This I videoed for the Region 4A Championship being brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust tonight. Minute 33 left. Clay trailing by 8. Huge possession here. Got to have it, honestly. Got to get a bucket here.
Yeah, we got to score.
Yeah, I almost need a 3, Daniel, at this point. As Ashlock drives the lane and gets fouled.
Emmy Lowe called for the foul. She's surprised at it. She says she had no contact. And she may have been right to an extent other than just moving the feet and traveling along, you know.
Ashlock's first free throw of the night, and she drains it, Daniel. But only her third point in the ballgame.
7 points the difference now. 52-45. Fourth personal for Emmy Lowe. Of course, Pickett, a shallow bench, but a talented bench. So a foul out for them, regardless of the position. And player really doesn't kill them.
Made them both.
Six.
6 points. Two possession game. Minute 24 left. Addie Aminette with it. Aminette has not had the ball much tonight. Timeout taken by Coach Smith.
That saved them a turnover because we had that one.
Let's see if it's a 30 or a full. They're going to set for a full, so we'll go to break here. Minute 21 left. 52-46.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live, rolling inbound, foul call against Wicks. Fourth personal against Lacey. Live video to now being provided by Macon Bank and Trust.
You know, and you wouldn't normally say you want your point guard, you want to foul the point guard, but Emmy Lowe so far, 1 for 3 at the stripe, guys. So
I don't know what she shoots for the year, but it's a whole lot better than Reader up there.
Yeah, for sure. She hits the first. Makes it 53 to 46, 7-point lead for Pickett. Minute 18 left here in the fourth. Second free throw coming below. Good.
She got both of them.
8-point game. 54-46. Van Buren, the winners over in Region 3. Final score, 57-35. Ashall going to drive inside. Kicks the wall to Walden, firing the three from left wing.
Oh.
No good.
Look good.
Had
going
to take
up
that shot.
Got a foul now.
Low in the backcourt, under a minute to play. And here's the foul from Eads. So Clay County with a lot of opportunities down the stretch here. But just not capitalizing on them. 54-46, low back at the line where she's hit her last two. Hits the first one here, makes the 9-point game.
Yeah, Clay County had it to 8 twice, once with 2 minutes and once with, about a minute 30 to go or so, Daniel. Called a timeout, just couldn't get a stop, couldn't get a shot to fall to cut it.
Pickett County coming away with a steal on the inbound. And this one now dangerously close to done.
Yeah.
50.3 seconds on the clock, and Pickett County with a 10-point lead. Sophomore Zoe Nicholas going to the line to shoot two free throws. Pickett County looking to extend this win streak of theirs to 21 games with a win in this one.
Yeah, if you look at it, guys, free throws huge for the Lady Bobcats down the stretch here. They only missed the two, which were missed the first two by Emmy Lowe. But the experience kind of coming through still in this contest.
Clay County has not shot well from the free throw line tonight and other places on the floor down this fourth quarter stretch, honestly.
Yeah, we hadn't got just in our good rhythm. I didn't think offense the whole game. You know, we had little spurts where we'd score a few baskets, but.
Ella Eads being called for the foul. We'll walk again to the other end. 12 points the lead for Pickett County. And Emmy Lowe now looking to extend that. So looking like on Saturday, Clay County going to be making a fairly short trip to Spencer to play sectional basketball in the Sweet 16. And Pickett County will be in Birdstown hosting Copper Basin. Now, that will not be a short trip for the Copper Basin Lady Cougars, around a four-and-a-half, five-hour trip across time zones. The only saving grace for them, it'll be on a Saturday. But Low hitting on the O's makes the 14-point game here, 35 seconds left. Buford going to come down Euro step and shoot, misses the shot, ready to the rebound. Clay County might as well lay off of this.
Yeah.
Coach Walker, tell them to come back now, Coach.
Well, you know, this is a 6-point game with about a minute and a half left.
Yeah. You know? Piggott County now coming to their feet to applaud their team. Give credit to these Lady Bobcats. They were District 7 champs. They're going to be Region 4 champs. It's a hard thing to do in this district and region, and they're going to pull the sweep this year of Clay County 0-4. But, hey, Clay County has lost to a team the first four times they met them a 4 and beat them back in 2012 in the fifth meeting in the state title game. Hopefully that's what we'll see this year between these two strong programs. But Piggott County wins round four here tonight. Final score 60-46 in the Region 4A championship game here at Livingston Academy. Don't go anywhere, though, folks. Stay tuned in for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of Lady Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live for the Farm Bureau post game show. Clay County dropping this one tonight. Final score 46-60. Both teams have received their plaques. Now they're announcing all Region 4A tournament team from Clark Range, Macy Threat being named first. She is on hand here, going to come out and get that, a senior for the Lady Buffs. Katie Hopkins, the junior standout for Clark Range, the best player on that squad, also coming out to be awarded her all-tournament plaque here. Clay County's Hallie Buford going to come out, be named to the all-tournament team. Well deserved there by Hallie. Bella Ashok now going to come out and receive her award.
Yeah, both of the seniors really came up big in this district tournament. How about all three of them, Daniel? The big three, the senior trio playing big. Hayes with a big game tonight. You know, Buford's played just a tremendous region tournament. Ashlock had a couple of big games. And, you know, when Clay County needed something, they went to these three seniors, didn't they, Coach Sims?
Kelly Reeder from Piggott County now coming out. Of course, this region tournament started with satellite games back on last Friday night. Zoe Nicholas, the sophomore, coming out. Emmy Lowe, I believe, going to be named the MVP of the tournament. So a nice thing to see Clay County getting the same number of tournament team members as Topeka County Coach.
That's surprising. Usually they get four or five. But
well, you have to think of that. There's some players from East Robertson on this team.
A couple of them,
probably didn't make the trip.
Has to be.
No doubt Allie Pennington was on this all-region tournament team. Yeah, probably so.
Definitely Allie
Pennington. They must have picked a 10 and an MVP because surely they didn't pick more than two off East Robertson. That's the way the state tournament is. They only pick 10, then take the MVP out of it, you know. So,
of course, we saw 8 right there, three from Piggott, 3 from Clay, 2 from Cartwright.
East Robertson had 2, so that'd be 10.
We'll go ahead now and continue on into this Farm Bureau postgame show. I want to say one more time, this video tonight being provided courtesy of Macon Bank and Trust, very appreciative of them. We're going to get into the Eco Panels Lady Dog wrap-up here. And talk about this tough loss. Of course, the final score extended out to 14 points, 60-46. That don't tell the true tale. The majority of this game, a single-digit deficit between these teams meeting for their fourth time. I'll kick to Thomas and Coach Sims here. Let them talk about this matchup.
Yeah, guys. I mean, there's no doubt Piggott County has the better personnel when it comes to this one. You know, they've got, 7 solid players, maybe more over there that can start for anybody in this league. But Clay County, you can't fault their effort tonight. I thought Coach Walker did a good job with the game plan coming in this one, trying to be deliberate and slow it down, mixed up the defense a little bit, ran a double team here and there. I don't know. I just thought it was a good game plan, a good effort by Clay County. They only trailed by 3 at the end of the third quarter, despite a Piggott County 9-0 run in that first quarter. And then just down by 6 at halftime, maintained throughout a pretty even third quarter, trailed by 8 headed into the fourth. Piggott County made a run, tried to make the knockout blow, guys, got up by double figures. They led by as many as 11 twice. And Clay County still battling back. Had some opportunities. We talked about it there in the first quarter, Coach, to kind of take a shot here at the Lady Bobcats. Just couldn't quite get it done and close the deal as Piggott County goes on perfect at the free throw line down the stretch for this 14-point victory, 60-46 in Lady Bobcat favor. But, Coach, I thought we saw a pretty good effort
around. I agree with you. I thought this game was, better than the district championship game.
Yeah.
We give up 9 less points, and we wouldn't give up that one, meaning if we hadn't fouled a bunch at the end. We'd have kept it in the mid to low 50s, and, I thought if we could do that, we would have a really good chance to win. And, it's probably about a 6 or 8 point game, in reality. It was 6 with
minute 30 to go. You said it earlier. It was 52-46. Yeah. Piggott County was leading by 6.
Yeah, we just made a few more shots and shot our foul shots a little better. I don't know what our percentage was, but we missed several big ones.
It didn't feel very high tonight, did it?
I don't know what it was, but they didn't miss hardly any. We have a hard time, getting in a groove scoring. Seems like, Hallie, she makes a lot of stuff happen on her own, kind of. Maddie had one of her better games tonight. Bella, as far as scoring, she didn't have one of her better games, And the other girls didn't hit many shots like they did down there the night. Ella had 8 the other night, and Lacey had 7 tonight. I don't know if they much weren't scored or not. The rest of them get a few points, we could have won this game. And, we've probably never get a chance to play them again, but, if we do, we still got a chance,
Sure.
It's, they didn't. We keep going back to 2012, other than the first game when Jackson County beat our brains out, the other three were all, 8 to 10, 12-point games, and then, last one we beat them 21. So,
and that's kind of how this has been this year. One game got killed, the other three's been competitive.
Yeah, that's right.
Clay County's probably played Piggott County better than anybody all year long.
No doubt.
Outside of those 2 losses, Coach.
Yeah, they
we look at, I don't have the scores in front of me, but a 6-point loss and maybe another run, you know. So
12 points on the other one.
And you've said it, too, all season long, Daniel. We match up pretty well with them as far as trying to defend them.
Yeah.
They're just really good, Coach.
Well, it's like you said, they've got seven good players. You know, I'm not saying our top seven or eight aren't good, but they're not as big, not as experienced as these girls are. You know, all these girls, they started, played the last two and three and some of them 4 years,
right.
You know. And that makes a difference.
And Pickett with a 29-year veteran head coach.
Yeah,
that don't hurt either.
I mean, Brent does a great job, always has.
And hey, we've got a good one in Matt Walker in year eight. But, yeah, it's hard to – you can't emulate 30 years almost of head coaching experience.
No. And I don't care how good a coach you are. You're as good a coach as the players you got.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
Well, Brent Smith's got some good players, guys.
Yeah,
let's go down through the scoring here. We see – Emilo, another big outing for her. She just had 14 headed into the fourth quarter. Ended up with 23 as she went down the stretch from the free throw line. Almost perfect.
Really,
didn't miss
really
two.
She killed us the last two or three games. You know, the first couple of games, she didn't hardly show out. You know, I pay much attention to her, but, man, she has absolutely killed us these last about three times we've played.
Yeah, I mean, her freshman and sophomore years, we had always been able to neutralize her. She would have 20-plus against other people,
well,
not
first,
us. But it's
two
changed.
Times I think we played them this year, she didn't have much.
She didn't.
You know, but these last two, she wore us out.
She has.
Also, Zoe Nicholas stepping up with 18 points tonight. The only two in double figures, though. Ella K. Keeson held the two. Allie Amonette held the two. Callie Reeder, 6 points. All coming in the fourth quarter, most of those from the free throw line. So credit
that's,
to the interior.
That's a really good job on her, the way she's been playing.
Mm-hmm.
She's been getting the bucks, you know, every game.
Addison Lowe, 5 points off the bench. Kaylee Tompkins, 4 points off the bench for the Lady Bobcats. So, Coach, you said we needed a good defensive effort. I feel like we played pretty well on that end of the court.
I think defensively we couldn't have done a whole lot better probably. If you can hold – you hope those two – instead of getting 23 and 18, they get, you know, 18 and 15, you know.
Right.
And we kept the Amonette and Keesley, the ones that you kind of hope don't kill you. One of, you know, Keesley killed us one game. You know, they only got four between them, so that was good. And we held Reeder way under her average, so you couldn't ask for much better than that, you know.
And then for Clay County, Natalie Smith and Halen Garrison, big moments here, not a whole lot of points. One for Smith. Two for Garrison, but they came in early and played some big moments in that first half. Lacey Wicks, great defender, was tasked with, you know, guarding Lowe and others all night long. Just had 2 points tonight. Bella Ashlock held to 4 points offensively, but two in high double figures tonight. Madison Hayes finishes with 17, Hallie Buford with 20. So, you know, you're right, Coach. Maybe the offensive end's kind of what got the Lady Dogs here. But still, two in high double figures.
Yeah, I mean, that was good to have two, but you got to have some more stepping up and getting a few more points. It's a team as good as Pickett, you know, you're going to have to score something to beat them. You know, some games you can win 40-35 or 35-30, but I don't think a game against them is 1-1. You're going to have to get some points to beat them.
Folks, that's been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Bonnie Stablock Homes. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. I want to say one more time, this live video tonight provided courtesy of Making Trust. And here on this Farm Bureau postgame show, we're going to wrap it up with the TDS top performer from tonight's game. Ended up going with senior Maddie Hayes, who had a nice treat there at the end of the night, being named to that all-tournament team. Due to her efforts, largely in part due to this game tonight, I think the last outing she was neutralized offensively with 4 points at East Rob Monday night. Tonight, into double figures, played with attitude, opened the game, first points, a three-pointer for Clay County offensively. Unfortunately, fired a few more outside shots, wasn't able to connect on those, but had a pretty solid game tonight, Thomas. And what could be her last outing against the hated Lady Bobcats.
Yeah, I think it was just like you said, the attitude that Maddie Hayes brought into this region championship game tonight. We just kind of saw her with a little pep in her step underneath the goal. She was getting her body on people, really working hard down there in the paint, scored 17 points, one of her better games of the season just to be honest with you. But on the flip side, Cali Reeder was scoreless in this contest, guys, until the fourth quarter. She got one field goal and then those free throws down the stretch. So that's all Madison Hayes right there, keeping Cali Reeder scoreless. We've seen Reeder have huge games, not against us necessarily because of Madison Hayes, but she scored 30 a time or two, Coach, this season.
Yeah,
so Madison Hayes, just a great great outing for her in the title game.
She did. She played really good defense on her tonight.
And that's what we got to have in this postseason push. When you get to the sub-state contest, hopefully into the state tournament, we need Madison Hayes to step up, Daniel, and play and produce some points and play defense and move up and down the floor, block shots and things of that nature if Clay County is going to be successful here down the stretch.
Yeah, we got to have the three-headed monster of the big three seniors. And, of course, obviously Maddie Hayes is one of them. That's the way it's been a lot of nights. You'll see, you know, Hattie's the, of the three in there consistently. Bella will be up, Maddie might be down. If you catch Maddie up like she was tonight, along with the other two, and all of them are sitting there, and you're getting around 45 to 50 points between those three, that's when we get these big wins. And Maddie's just been a solid player getting to come in and start this year. This is her first year starting. Sometimes we forget that here in her senior campaign, but did not start last year, played a ton of basketball, but came in behind Easy Hale. And I think she's done a good job, battled through an ankle injury this year that she re-aggravated, battled through the broken nose. A lot of young ladies might not have came back onto the hardwood after that for a long time. She didn't sit out very long at all. And I just think is tried her best to be a warrior throughout this senior campaign. 4J tonight wasn't her last out, and going to have one coming on Saturday as well. So Maddie Hayes, tonight's top performer, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. So Piggott County on Saturday will be hosting Kelper Basin for a 7 o'clock tip. Coach Walker and the ladies will be going on the road to Van Buren County up to Spencer. We went up there a couple years back for a region, seeming all region quarter, I guess, since it was satellite. But we went up there and beat them. They had a better record. They thought they was really good. Coach Sims, we went up there and had a way with them. Hope with that again.
Yeah, I remember that now. I forgot when the last time we played up there. Yeah, they we went up there.
I don't think it was sub-state. It must have been a region quarter.
Yeah, it was.
It was the region quarterfinal. I think we ended up playing at Whitwell in the sub-state that year, or it was that trip down south at Huntland. I'm not sure.
One of the two.
Anyway, you're right. A big win. Similar situation, you know, a highly touted Van Buren team with a big record. But, Coach, we've seen Clay County and these District 7A teams go in and dominate 8A in the past.
Yeah,
and
kind
of what we expect in this one.
Pretty good, you know, against those teams. Of course, Clark Range went down there last year and got beat in sub-state. So,
they did.
I don't think, what I know, you know, and it's not much, but I don't think Van Buren's as strong as they were last year. You know, they had two big old girls, about 6'2", and they lost. One of them graduated, and the Bowling girl. She was hurt first half of the year, but she's back, you know, full strength now. But Matt said they played them in summer, I think, and beat them about 18. Said Bowling did play, but she wasn't probably 100%, but she was still their best player. So, you know, I don't look for it to be an 18-point game, but you know, I've said all year, you know, if you can come out of this region still playing, you know, you got a good chance.
No doubt. Well, and we look at this series, and even this year, through a small scope and a small lens. We play them every year, see the rivalry, knew we had a 7-game win streak coming into this year. You step back and look at it with a statewide lens, this is the second ranked team in State Tennessee, I believe, in single-A basketball behind maybe Wayne County.
I haven't seen any rankings lately, but, yeah, I guarantee they're in top two or three, if they're not one, you know.
You know, it hurts us because, you know, we're used to beating them, and they're right down the road. But, you know, other folks in the state look at this and say, you know, hey, Clay's went to battle with that bunch. And, you know, it's – I don't know. I'm not trying to make excuses, but it's a pretty good contest to take this bunch down to the way we do.
It is, you know. You know, like I said, I don't know a whole lot, but just looking at scores and histories and everything, I think Piggott and Wayne County would be my two picks to probably win the state championship, one of the two. And I don't mean we
if they don't
do
get
it,
on the same side.
Yeah, now that could happen. You know, Piggott has a history of drawing the best team first game, you know. They've done it four or five times, so you never know. But just going in, you know, by records and who they've played and everything, I think they've probably got the two strongest teams in single A this year.
So, yeah, a comment here on Facebook, and then we'll sign off from Jennifer Pennington over at East Robertson does confirm that Katie and Allie Pennington, the sisters, receiving all-tournament awards, as we suspected. Definitely they both should have. Of course, Katie, the junior point guard, Allie, that freshman shooting guard that lit us up for 31 or whatever it was. But
yeah, appreciate that confirmation. We assume
he's
that.
He's definitely deserving.
Certainly so. Folks, we appreciate you tuning in tonight. We appreciate all our sponsors. Video tonight being provided courtesy of Macon Banking Trust. Saturday night, we'll be on the road over at Spencer. Looking forward to that. Doesn't get better than sectional basketball unless you're at home doing it. We was hoping to do that as region champs, but we'll go on the road, get the win anyway. Until then, folks, for Joe Sims and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing y'all a good night.